Hello, I'm Ursula James. I'm a hypnotherapist, an author, and a patron of Anxiety UK. Welcome to Hypno SOS, short hypnosis sessions to help you get through the day. There are lots to choose from, with different subjects from stress management, reducing anxiety, better sleep, and many more. Each episode is around 15 minutes long, containing relaxation and lots of positive, but different, suggestions each week. If you haven't listened before, please take note of the following instructions. If not, you can skip forward to the chimes where the session will begin. Find a time and a place where you can be as undisturbed as possible. You can sit down or lie down, it doesn't matter which, as long as you can be comfortable. Use headphones. It really does improve the experience. If anyone or anything disturbs you while you are listening, you'll deal with it. Close your eyes again, take three deep breaths, and you can continue from where you left off. It is important for you to know that you are and you remain in control throughout the session, and that you do not do anything else while listening to the hypnosis, especially not driving. Finally, you can learn more about me, the MP3s I offer on all kinds of subjects from phobias through smoking to anxieties and weight loss on my website. You can also find my books there and access a free online self-hypnosis course. Just go to ursulajames.com. You will also find information on my other podcasts, Petrified Voices and The Soul Midwife, audio versions of my two books. You'll find this information in the episode notes below. And as ever, if you find this podcast useful, be kind enough to share, follow, and of course, please leave a review. And if you do have any suggestions about future sessions you might like, put them into your review. Thank you. Time now to relax and enjoy this week's episode of Hypno SOS. In this episode, I'm going to make lots of positive suggestions about finding your inner strength, connecting with the part of you that's capable, grounded, and able to think clearly. I hope you enjoy it. In a few moments in time. In a few moments in time. Sit down or lie down, close your eyes if you haven't already. Make yourself as comfortable as you can. Allow your muscles to relax. This is a little time for you. And any thoughts or feelings that have disturbed or bothered you, you can just breathe them out for this short while. You can let them fade as your breathing deepens, and it can and it will naturally deepen as you listen. For already your breathing has changed. It's become a little deeper. A little deeper. Deeper and deeper. And if you find there are moments when you sigh, or you yawn, that will be fine. Just fine. Your body knows it's safe to relax. all the way through. Relax. And safe because you know that if there is anything outside that you need to deal with, anything that might bother or concern you, you can leave it outside. You can deal with it later. And in these moments, all you need to do is breathe. No need even to listen to the sound of my voice or the words that I say. You may, if you wish, pay attention to the pauses between the words, or just let your mind drift and your thoughts wander. In these moments, there is nothing of urgency for you to do. And if there is something you need to deal with after, you can let that thought float to the back of your mind where it can rest. Rest safe in your unconscious mind, where you can pick it back up later when you wake. This is not sleep, however, not the sleep of bedtime. But it is an experience of those moments somewhere between waking and sleeping, where your body can drift, float, your thoughts can wander, your mind can and will just find the level that you need. And that will happen in these moments, whether you hear every word or you forget to listen. Because there is a very important and special part of your mind, sometimes termed the unconscious mind, a part of your mind that is awake even when you are asleep, keeps you breathing, your heart pumping, your reflexes going, everything over which you have no conscious thought continues. And you trust this part of your mind to do so. And in these moments of an experience somewhere between waking and sleeping, you can be aware of that part of you. And you can make a connection that is important right now. And the important connection that you can make right now is between the part of you that thinks and the part of you that feels, allowing you access to your inner strength. Not only an ability to access and recharge that inner strength, but to be able to understand that you can and you will be able to use it whenever you need. And in using it, you strengthen it it's like working a muscle. The more you access and use the inner strength that you have, the stronger you become. This inner strength comes from everything you have learnt, everything you have known, everything you have experienced, everything you have felt, whether positive or negative. All of these events have made you the strong person that you are. Even if you don't always feel it or know it, you are strong. And this strength that comes from within you, you're connecting with it in these moments. Even though you don't realize it, you're connecting with the part of you that is both strong and stable and able to deal with anything, anybody, any situation that you have to deal with in your inner life. For everything that has happened to you in your life makes you uniquely capable of understanding, appreciating, and recognizing all that is positive around you. Even if, in these moments, you may feel as if you are not as strong as you wish to be, by going within yourself in these moments, you can remember. Remember that everything that has happened to you in the past has a potential to make you stronger, more able to deal with anything, anybody, any situation, and the most important thing for you to do right now is to recognize what is good in your life. And if you can't find it easily, to actively seek it. And if you find that difficult, to create it. Create it by taking time for yourself. Create it by connecting with those people that give you joy. Create it by understanding and recognizing that how you feel about anything is your choice. And you can, and you will, grow in strength with this knowledge. You can, and you will, be able to begin to and continue to recognize that there are many things over which you have control. And by focusing on that which you can control, you access your inner strength. And not only that, you find new, different, creative ways of growing stronger. And by knowing this, you can feel it too. By feeling it, you can make any changes that you need. Small but significant changes to access your inner strength, to reinforce it, to replenish it, And you can come back to this audio whenever you need access to the strength within you. Always remember, you have control. And so, taking 3 deep breaths, it is now time to bring back your inner strength to your everyday awareness and allow it to surround you. In a few moments in time, you will hear me count from 1 to 10, and at the count of 8, your eyes will naturally and easily open, and at the count of 10, you will be fully wide awake. All normal, healthy and appropriate sensations and responses will be back with you, and you will feel better, stronger and more optimistic too than you have felt in a while. And that positive feeling will grow. So ready, 1, 2, 3, more aware, 4, 5, 6, more alert, 7, 8, open your eyes now, eyes open, 9 and 10, have a good stretch. And take a moment to fully engage with the world. I hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of Hypno SOS.